Japanese are famous for minimal living. Floor space is kept clear, mattresses rolled up and put away, and the emphasis is on cleanliness and order. It was even unlawful to furnish in a showy way until the 1860s. And so the idea of storing things in discreet ways evolved. From the early 1600s, items were stored in separate chests called tansu, which contained cooking utensils, food, tea, and clothing. Many had wheels so that they could be moved out from the living space. In the 18th century, it became more normal for the Japanese home to have, if not an upper floor, then a mezzanine area or loft in which things could be stored, or a gallery from which to look down on the street outside. Most were accessed by steep stairs, more like ladders, that made them tricky to use, and examples can still be seen in places like the castle at Matsumoto. It was therefore a natural progression to create a hybrid that was both staircase and storage chest, hence the keidan tansu, or step chest. These were installed after the house had been built. The space below the steps is fitted with an array of drawers and cupboards, highlighting the work of three distinct craft disciplines: carpentry in the meticulously jointed wood, metalwork in the delicate drawer pulls, hinges and edging, and lacquer work, which highlighted the beauty of the wood grain. The idea of furniture doing two things has a long tradition. In medieval Europe, a table would double as a bed at night, and furniture could be wheeled about, hence the Italian word for furniture, mobili. Today, we think nothing of sofas that turn into beds or open up to allow storage. But these conceal their multifunctionality, whereas the step chests of Japan made a virtue of their dual purpose. Old woodcuts show keidan tansu as an important symbol of middle-class life in Japan. The clever way each chest was so filled with compartments made it all but impossible not to follow the dictum, a place for everything, everything in its place. That sense of order has remained an important aspect of much Japanese design and inspired notable designers in the 20th century, like Charlotte Perriand and Frank Lloyd Wright. Despite that, in mainstream Western culture, ostentation has gradually got in the way. From the 15th century, people displayed their wealth through their furnishings, and little has changed. Japanese design has long worked on a subtler level, where the quiet artistry of lacquerwork and the refined jointing of fine wood spoke as loudly as all the over-the-top gilding of the West. It's no wonder that many of the old keidan tansu are collected today, not only as objects of beauty, but as inspiration to lead an orderly life. And there's nothing minimal about that.